Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church Annual Read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
Thanks for joining me for this edition of the Gospel Everyday Podcast. My name is Munyoki. When I was a kid living in Pittsburgh, I have very strong memories of a specific mall that we used to go to quite often, especially during busy shopping seasons or right before school. It was called Century 3 Mall. And down the road, there was an auto sales place that had a jingle that almost everybody in Pittsburgh knew. The jingle goes like this: Century 3 Chevrolet, Lebanon Church from Pittsburgh, minutes from the mall. If you're from Pittsburgh, you just heard that and it brought back really fond memories of the 2000s and 90s. But inside the mall, like many malls in America, there was a fountain where people would walk by, they would sit, they would relax. But a lot of people would also flip coins in it. They would treat it like a wishing well. Now, these wishing wells exist all over the world, and very many public places have them, or they have fountains that people treat like a wishing well. What is a wishing well? It's a place where you put a coin and you flip it into a body of water as a way of putting a hope, a wish, a dream out there. Without the expectation of it coming back, it's almost like you've put it into the universe. And we have so many things like this within our culture where we put a hope or a dream out there and just hoping that it will happen. For example, we don't do this very more post-COVID, but people used to blow out the candles on a cake and we would say, make a wish. Now, for most of us, as we grew up, we would understand that blowing out the candles over a cake doesn't necessitate a guarantee. You don't look at that cake and say, this cake is going to fulfill my hopes and dreams, that it has the best for me. However, it is a sense of you're just putting it out into the universe as a way of saying, this is what I desire in my life. When we treat prayer like a birthday cake, or we treat prayer like it is a wishing well, we are missing out on what is actually supposed to be happening with our hearts and God's will. See, prayers are not wishes. Prayer is a way of connecting with the sovereign God who desires and loves you deeply. When prayer turns into a wish list, and then those wishes are not confirmed by God, then we basically turn God into a wishing well, into a birthday cake. And that's not who he is. A Christian prays not only because they're seeking something from God, but more so in a recognition that this is how we communicate with a sovereign God. If God is not sovereign, then our prayers are nothing more than wishes. The prayer of a Christian is not a thought put into a universe, but it is a desire laid at the feet of a king who then is within his power to make it happen, to both say yes and both say no, and for him to be good in both places. That is what separates a prayer from a wish. A flip of a coin into a wishing well, and us on our knees looking at the holy God and saying, here is my desire, Lord, but I want your will because you are sovereign and you are good. Think about it. At what point in time did you stop flipping coins into wishing wells and believing something would happen? Because nothing ever did. Or blowing on a birthday cake and believing that that wish would come true in the next year. Most of us hit a place very early where we realize that there is no power in a coin in a well or in a candle going out. But there is power in prayer. We have seen God work. He has been audible in his yes and his no's. He has been constant in the places in our lives where he says, wait, but my presence is with you. There is power in prayer and we experience it. Do not turn prayer. Let your prayers not be just a wish list, but recognize that you are coming to to a king who has a sovereign will for your good and for his glory. And whatever you bring into the table, it is not wasted. And whatever you desire in your heart, God can confirm and allow, and he can say no, or he could say wait. But in all of those places, he is active, he is moving, and he is present. So, where in your life are you looking for God to answer? Are you really coming to him as a sovereign God, or are you just throwing coins and hoping for something to happen? Have you been disappointed that God has never said yes, but you have not investigated why God has said no, or maybe he has said wait? Have you not seen his presence working in it around you? Maybe you're looking at prayer in a way that is contrary to what we are called to do. Not just what we're called to do, but what we are invited to. Bring a request to a God who can and will, and even when he doesn't, it is good because he has promised himself in the process. We pray because God is sovereign.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.